And welcome you to the third hour and final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen and listen live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. The great stories and stuff there that we post. When we do current events here shortly, the donation locations are all up on the Animal World Facebook page and on my personal page, and I'm going to give them to you here on the air. It's also on current events. MarthaNorwalk.com. So it is third Sunday of the month. That means Natasha Venter is here. And boy, we spent, I think, the whole last hour with a couple callers from Chicago. And hopefully we helped a lot with the kitties. If anybody else out there that wants personal reading with Natasha or behavior training and healing questions or stories with me, just pick up your phone because phone calls take priority. And the number to call is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. Oh, and I'm going to give you a warning for next week, so you're not shocked. Hasn't happened since before the pandemic, but I am going to, for 1 week only, there'll be no Love Train next week. And the reason for that is I want every minute of time I can have with Dr. Jeff. Okay. And I'm just going to cross my legs and stay at the computer. And I want as much time with Dr. Jeff as we can have. So 1 week only, we're not going to do the love train. So we can just turn the top of the hours over, you know, with an ad and a promo or something, and then we'll be on with the show. So we'll have plenty of time to talk. And I hope you can be there, be here with us next week. Should be great. All right. So, Nathan, so I we don't run out of time. How about we do current events? I think I will give you all the donation stuff at the end here. Got a lot of stuff going up at the Northwest Dream Center, South Everett. It's McCollum Park, a great place, but boy, have they just got all kinds of good stuff going on. Let's see. Yesterday there was a big thing. Today there's a it's called Stream Fest 2026. It's a free community event at Log Boom Park in Kenmore. Okay, it's today. It is August 16th today, right, Nathan?
Yeah. Yes, today is 16th.
August 16th, 1 to 4 p.m. Log Boom Park, which I don't know where that is. I drive through Kenmore all the time, but obviously it's got to be on the water somewhere. I wonder if it's that Lake Forest Park where you go down towards the water. Anyway, Log Boom Park, the address is 17415. 61st Avenue Northeast in Kenmore. No, I think that's a little east of that Lake Forest Park. Anyway, it's down there somewhere. Log Boom Park.
Yeah, it's just right on the north end of Lake Washington, basically at the northernmost tip.
Yeah, 1 to 4 p.m., Stream Fest 2026. Okay, then October 13th, which was the end of this week, Thursday, the fall native plant sale has begun online. Now, this is for Northwest Stream Center, and they always, so lots of fall native plants. So you order online ahead of time, and it's not the 13th. Never mind. The pre-orders start online September 1st. And so between September 1st and October 4th, you can go online and order the plants that you want. And then you're going to pick them up between October 13th and 17th. So streamkeeper.org is the website. Then, programs coming up in September here. Birds in Our Garden, Native Plants and Garden Habitat will be Saturday, September 12th, 1 p.m., Northwest Stream Center. Then we've got Return of the Sunflower Sea Star, the stream connecting sunflower sea star recovery and Salish Sea Resilience. That's going to be with Jason Hoden of Friday Harbor Labs, Saturday, September 26th, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And then, one of my favorites. We're going into October now. All About Bats with Barbara Ogard, the Bat Lady. She's in partnership with the Bats Northwest. And that will be Saturday, October 17th, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. Really great, popular class they do. Then the next one, International Fly Fishing Film Festival. I think that's the second year for this. In partnership with the Three Rivers chapter of Trout Unlimited, will be Saturday, October 24th, 5 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And then I'm assuming I'm going to get more details on this later, but there's going to be a Halloween Makers Market Saturday, October 31st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's actually Halloween, so they must be having a come-by Halloween stuff on Halloween day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. But I'm sure there's probably more information on their website, streamkeeper.org. All righty, that catches you up with Northwest Stream Center. Let's see. There will be for this is a new one just posted for Positive Alliance. Home is Where the Heart Is Soiree 2026, Sunday, October 11th, 3 to 5 p.m. It's in a private home in Seattle. I think they've been doing this for a while now. You get the address after you purchase tickets. So positivealliance.org. All righty. And then Seattle Humane has got Together for Pets Luncheon on September 25th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be a guest speaker, Anthony Porowski. And tickets and tables are on sale now. All right, so I think that covers all of that stuff. All righty. Now, if you got stuff to write with, I'm going to give you all the basics on donating. And what I shared with you, because first people I checked with were Merritt and Beth Clifton. You know, their advice, of course, was because this isn't just one event in our state, that there's one organization doing something, that it's better to donate locally to the smaller rescues and organizations in our state rather than nationally, because if you donate to national organizations, the likelihood that any of the money gets to, you know, the local is not good. So you want to stay local. Now, the first one is Spoke Animal for Spokane, S-P-O-K, Spoke Animal. The best way to donate is the website is checkout.shelterlove.com. checkout.shelterlove.com/donate/spoke. Then we've got Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, and that's givebutter.com. I don't know where these websites come from, but givebutter.com. WASART, that's Washington State Animal Response Team. That's wasart.org/donate. Then we've got WenacheeHumane.org/help today. And then we have Heart Spokane, heartofspokane.org/donate. And then one more time for the Spoke Animal Care is checkout.shelterlove.com. Now, if you couldn't get that information, you can go to Facebook and go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I think you can also go to Martha Norwalk, my personal page. It's on both places. And it's in current events on MarthaNorwalk.com. Phew. All right. Then the last thing to tell you, of course, is next week. You got to all be here or be square. Because my personal, I think, someone that I admire most and one of the greatest animal heroes on the planet, I think, is Dr. Jeff Young and the incredible work that he does for our animals all around the country, all around the world. An amazing man. I'm learning so much reading his kind of biography, this book that was written about him. Can't wait to talk to him about all this stuff. And then, of course, we got to get caught up because we're used to seeing what we see on Animal Planet. And the shows, but there haven't been any new shows, I think, since 2022. So we're not caught up, but we will be. And so I hope you will be here next week. I am so excited and can't wait to spend the show with Dr. Jeff Young, Rocky Mountain vet. We'll be here. So, okay, then. I don't see any callers, Nathan.
I do not, which means people need to pick up their phones and give us a call if they have any questions for themselves or their animal friends, or maybe want to speak to an animal on the other side. Anything that's going on that you'd like to ask Natasha a question about or Martha, our phone number is 1-888-298-5569. Might not need the one, but as long as you put it, it'll still get you through, and we'll be excited to talk with you on the air and take your call.
Yep. And It's like, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. It's kind of like what the one is all about. But Nathan's right. If you just dial 1-888-298-5569, it'll go through whether you need the one or not. But if you don't use it, every once in a while, you have to use it. So depends on your phone, where you're calling from, all that good stuff. Okay, then. I would say, well, we make up for being behind schedule in the last hour, and we'll go a minute or so early in this hour and take care of our advertisers. And then we'd love to hear from you, 1-888-298-5569. Otherwise, we're going to get back to my list, because I got some things I want to talk about and chat and check in with Natasha about, that sort of thing. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Robin Alexis. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis returns to KKNW following the death of my husband, Bob. This show bears witness to me stepping into a sacred new beginning of being a widow. Somatic guide Mary Stevenson will be co-host, and she's going to walk me through life's deepest sorrow. Find community support here with us as you process your grief along with me. Discover your inner strength along with me right here on KKNW, Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are delighted that you're spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard again from our new pro supplements, NUP. As in Peter R.O., supplements.com. And you can check them out online. They've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can usually find some of the dog supplements in your local store, but you can purchase at newprosupplements.com or Amazon, and it's the same price. Great cat vitamins, great dog supplements, powder you put in their food, and it helps picky eaters eat. And if you've got a shedding breed, helps keep that hair on their bodies and not on your floor. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, if you're interested. All righty then. So we've had a little phone activity going on here, and it looks like we are going to head to Seattle. And Mitch, welcome to Animal World. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Martha. First time we've ever talked.
I was going to say, I don't remember a Mitch before, so my memory's not failing me. You just haven't called in before?
But this is true. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I was taken by the our friends in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Daryl and Linda and the kitties.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought of a possible elephant in their room.
Oh, what's
that? Of when you think of a bobcat, you think of a wild, scrappy animal.
Right.
And they named their cat Bob. Could it be that a simple name change, change in the vibration that you often speak of, might be a place to start, too?
Well, Bob, you have just
Bob
directed
cat.
Aunt Martha.
The troublemaker.
No. You've just directed Aunt Martha to story time. Okay? To answer your question. I've been doing this for over 30 years, you know, started on KVI and when talk radio just started, then was on Como for almost 10 years and it was slam dunk radio. Phone lines lit up the minute we were on the air. They were full for the whole show. And I had to do what I call slam dunk radio. Is I only had a couple 3 minutes or so with callers cause I had to keep it moving. Well, a gal called us once, Mitch, said she had just, rescued a kitty. And that when she met her in the shelter, that she was a wonderful, sweet kitty and just loved her. Then she brought her home and she was a wonderful, sweet kitty. And then she named her. And once she named her, the cat got really aggressive, started biting her and attacking her and all that kind of stuff. So I said, what did you name your cat? She named it Xena. Well, I'm not a cartoon, but even I got Xena Warrior Princess, okay? So what I told her, Mitch, on that phone call, I said, you know what? Names are often influential. And I said, since we got to do this really fast, let's try an experiment this week. And what I want you to do is change the cat's name to something that's more peaceful and loving rather than Xena Warrior Princess. And let's see what happens. Well, okay, so ended that call. She called back the next week, Mitch, and she said, Martha, it's a miracle. I decided to change her name from Xena to Venus, goddess of love. And she said, the instant I changed her name to Venus, all the aggression went away and it's gone. And she checked in with us a number of times, you know, in the future, let us know. It never changed. But on all she had to do in that case was change the name. Now, I hadn't thought about that with Linda and Daryl and Bob the Bobcat. But you know what? There might be something. I think they said they were going to be regular listeners. So, Daryl and Linda, you may be still listening. If you are, what I had forgotten about, what I was going to mention to start the show, is that I've been getting a hit all week on guess what? Bobcats. Okay, almost every post on Nextdoor has been pictures of bobcats in their yard, on their fence, their porch. And it's usually cougars around here, and coyotes and bears, not usually bobcats. But bobcats all over the place this week, so that might have been a little ping. So Natasha, what do you think? Do you think a change, you know, would there be any benefit? In thinking about that,
you know,
name for
tapping
Bob?
Into this, yes. And sometimes when animals aren't aligned with their name, they're like, "Don't call me that. Why are you calling me that?" You know, they have that agitation around it. Yeah.
I'm not sure what my
Samson seems like. He wants to be called like he's a tabby. It's Samson. Uh-huh. You know, like Samson and Goliath. You know, it's like that.
Samson and Delilah.
Goliath, you know, it's like that Samson, you know,
so that's good to that. But Mitch, so you're not off base or out of line.
No,
that is very true.
Oh, thank you.
And
I don't think I'd name a cat Tom either if he was a bruiser.
Right. But and sometimes it makes a huge difference. Sometimes it makes no difference at all.
I'm sure you're right about that. I just thought those people sounded so nice, and I just thought I'd put that in the. I was trying to send.
Well, I'm glad you did because I was even before we.
But nobody picked it up.
Right. Well, before we went on air this morning, I was just thinking I got to remember to mention the bobcats. There's a reason why bobcats have been coming in, and I don't know what it is. I was just going to tell everybody be cautious, you know, watch out because there's a lot of bobcats at least out in my neck of the woods. I think it may be related to that. But anyway, Mitch, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, it was a pleasure, and thanks for all your help, and also my deepest sympathies with your loss of Robbie Golding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And don't make it so long till you call in again. Okay.
Thanks very much. Bye.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Now, I was going to ask some questions related to this, but apparently there is phone service in Sultan, so she gets to ask for herself. We had a very interesting experience, Natasha, last week with Linda. But let's first welcome our caller from Sultan. It's Cindy. Cindy, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello, Natasha. Hello, Martha.
All right. So reception is okay? You can hear us?
Oh, I got sort of a porn site when I first thing I dialed, but I got in.
Okay. Well, now, do you want me to explain what's going on?
Yeah, that'd be good. You're a good storyteller.
Okay, so Natasha knows who Cindy is because Natasha, just for everybody else, or Cindy, for all you guys who don't know, Cindy's out in the Salton Basin. She's got acreage and animals. She's got a service dog and a feral cat that's now, you know, domesticated inside kitty with, and she has chickens. And so she'll have her flock of chickens for, you know, years. And then I don't know if it's every year, but she gets new baby chickens. And she orders those chickens, Natasha, you know, and they get chickens, chickies. But they're supposed to know whether they're male or female, hens or roosters. And the assumption is you get female chickens, the hens. And so anyway, this year, how many chickens did you get this year, Cindy?
I got 7, but one died, so 6 left.
Okay. And then you did, how many adults did you have left?
3. I actually had 5 left. 3 adults 5. Left.
Okay. And then you brought in 6 new babies. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So Cindy and I talk from time to time, and what's been going on is that, you know, the baby chicks, they all look the same, you know, they're all little chicks, but as they grow up, then, you know, they start getting feathers and look like adults. Well, Natasha, Cindy's had question mark about there's one new chicken in that bunch that she suspects might be a rooster. You know, and but usually it's pretty definitive. You can tell by their top knots and all that sort of stuff whether a rooster or not. But this guy, you can't really tell with this one. So Cindy called in last week, Natasha, for a session with Linda and to have Linda through. And before we did Cindy's call, I just told everybody I'm going to push Linda's buttons and push her out of her square because she's very intuitive. And when she works with Cindy, I'm going to ask Linda to tune in and see if she can get an answer for us as to whether or not there's a rooster in this bunch. Well, so we brought Cindy up on the show, I think, and toward the end of, I don't know, the first hour or the second hour. And we talked, Linda worked on Cindy and then, you know, the cat and the dog and that sort of thing. And then we ran up to the top of the hour. And so we took a break for Love Train and then brought Cindy back after Love Training to finish the call and deal with the chickens. So we brought Cindy back on the line, and Cindy says, I got to tell you guys, something really strange happened during the Love Train, because Cindy said she went outside, you know, with her phone, because she's on her cell phone, and she went over to the chicken coop. And aside from saying that the chickens really liked the Love Train, so apparently chickens like to dance and like the Love Train, she said it was the most bizarre thing. She was standing on one side of the coop, and like the whole group of chickens came to the fence. I think it was all the babies came to the fence, except one. They all came right up to Cindy at the fence, and they're all right there in front of her. One of them turned its back, walked across the coop, and faced the other way all by itself. So I said, wow, sounds like we put it out there, ask and ye shall receive. We put it out there. Must be our answer that we got a rooster in the group. So I thought that must be a sign. That must be an answer. Linda felt the same way, and Cindy too. But I don't think in looking at the chicken right now, Cindy, you're not any more sure by looking at him if he's a rooster or not, right?
No, just my gut feeling, the way he acts.
Yeah, so we want to tap in, hopefully, to a reliable gut instinct. Natasha, does Cindy have a rooster in this group or not?
She's got a rooster.
Hey!
And he's not like, you know, how some animals are a little bit more feminine than masculine.
Yeah.
He's on that scale of more feminine than masculine.
Okay, so on I said,
but he's a boy. He's a boy.
Okay, so Natasha. All right, so it looks like Natasha's confirming the message the chicken showed you last week during Love Train. There is a boy in the group. But she's also, now what I said, Natasha, because normally with a rooster, Cindy would not keep the rooster. The rooster would be gone. I've said, well, I think you ought to keep him. Maybe bring him back in the house. And how about we turn him into a pet rooster and we'll teach him to walk on a harness and a leash and stuff. And, you know, I mean, he could be really good, all that sort of thing. I think she might be warming up to that idea. I don't know for sure. But I want you to tune in. Now that we know we got a rooster, and I think it's very good news that you said he's more female energy than male. Maybe that's why it's not a definitive look with him. But that might, so I was thinking he'd have to become a pet with her so she could kind of make sure he wasn't a nasty, you know, rooster that would attack her all the time. I want you to look at this from down the road. I mean, what would you, can he stay in the group? And do you think he'll be congenial and all of that? Do you think Cindy ought to bring him out and try to turn him into a pet? Or have you got any better suggestions? What do you see with this?
What I'm seeing is that there's a reason why you have a masculine energy there. There's something that is going to want to come onto your property that masculine energy will help protect your hens. I'm not sure yet what it is. Now, does that mean that you can't make him more friendly and more kind? Yes, I would. I would definitely help him be more of a cohesive member of the family than a
but
rebel.
You're saying,
of the family.
Natasha, this is on purpose. He came for a reason.
It is on purpose. Yeah.
He came with a little more female energy, and that's maybe to be more congenial with the group. But he brought in that male energy because he's going to help protect the flock.
Yeah, there's something that I wouldn't stand in fear of this, but there's just something that, you know, with all this energy changing, it's nice to have a balance between masculine and feminine. So I think that there's just something that I'm feeling like that he's going to be able to be a little bit more protective for you.
Well, that's interesting. So you see him staying and that's a good
thing?
If she chooses,
it's a she choose, you know.
So Cindy's choice. But if she does keep him, do you see him being relatively congenial, at least with her and the group and stuff?
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of spitiness. But at the same time, though, if you know, like I've seen people who just say, not in my hen house, you're not going to do that attitude, you know. And it's just one of those things that, you know, with anything, you know, working with the energy that you have. He doesn't seem like he's an aggressive one, but he's an opinionated one.
Does he have a name?
Not yet. I've never had a flock of chickens that are so mellow all together. It's just like after the show, they were all they've been mellow ever since. It's weird.
Oh, ever since Linda. Oh, see, because Linda worked on them through you. And you said that's made a difference. They are much more congenial and calm and all of that. You know, we are starting to get some confirmation that the work Linda is doing through the collars to their animals is making a difference.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
She's powerful.
Yeah. But I mean, she's just starting to get enough. We're getting enough calls now that she's getting some practice and it's really working. I mean, solved a whole neighborhood barking dog problem in Mount Shasta. It's like, really? Wow. And Cindy's kitty's eye cleared up right after the show last week. Now she still had a reaction when she went back out in the smoke again, but it'll be interesting to see what happens if she gets a session every month. Now, anything else, Cindy, you'd like to know from Natasha while she's here?
That's it. I appreciate it much.
Yeah, alrighty.
You're doing a good job.
Oh, no, I want to ask. I got another one. Cindy's service dog, Emily, you know, raised Robbie, but they had the same birthday, but she's a year older. So she's up to 15. Now she's doing pretty good. She's hanging in there, but she's getting older. But Cindy's practice in the past has been, you know, when her service dog gets older, that she gets a, you know, younger model, you know, to take over and so forth. So Cindy's feeling like it's time to start looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, she said it worked the last time, so she wants to try it this time. And so she's putting out a specific description. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Cindy, but she wants a female, you know, maybe, you know, a couple years or so or older, you know, not a puppy, that's black with some white on it. And maybe 50 pounds or less, did you say, Cindy?
Yeah, 50 would be the max.
Yeah. So black lab mix type with white on it. So we're just putting that out. So do you see that dog coming and crossing her path without her have to do anything more? Or are we going to, should I be looking? Are we going to find, what can you tell us to help us with that?
Check the pound or something like the pound.
Okay.
That is by you, probably in like I'm hearing a month, but okay, about 3 to 4 weeks. Start checking in their website. I'm getting that it's not necessarily going to be on the website though. But start checking in with that kind of scenario. There, it could be a rescue, but it feels like more kennels. It'll have kennels. So whatever rescue or pound situation would have like the kennels.
Well, animal shelter for the area is Everett Animal Shelter. That's not real close to us, but it's in Everett. They of course are a regular shelter and cages and stuff like that. I guess the closest place would be Posado Safe Haven. That's up the road from me. They do have a dog town, but I don't think they have their dogs in kennels and runs. They probably have more.
I'm just telling you what I'm seeing.
No, that's why I'm mentioning this in case you get ahead. Oh yeah, Posado feels good, or yeah, Everett Animal Shelter, but the other one might be Homeward Pet Adoption in Woodinville. Oh, that one. Okay, that's why I'm saying these things. So you're feeling Homeward Pet in Woodinville?
Or somewhere in that area. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I felt when you said that one. So all right, where the others were more like, But okay, don't be afraid to look in other places though either. You know, like look on the, you know, Everett, you know, website. Look on the different websites and
I'm gonna have to see because Cindy can't, you know, use a screen or be on the computer or anything, but Homeward was the best hit of those places.
Mm-hmm.
Now then of course there's Pet Finder, but I think you said you got that it might not, this dog might not be online.
Check in everywhere. I mean, but okay, I'm getting, what I'm seeing is that there's a place that has kennels. Dogs are in the kennels. Kind of like what my Skagit Valley pound looks like, you know, where there's the kennels and stuff. And it's a community. It's not my pound, but it has that still same scenario to it. It feels very loving where they're at. He comes in as a stray, but yet he's he?
That's what I was going to say. Are you saying he on purpose? Because I think we're looking for
Sheep. I'm not. But there's this one gentle being that he's feeling like I can't handle the pound, but yet he'll be a great dog.
Because I don't think, Cindy, would you entertain a male if he's the right dog?
No.
Did you say no?
I got the last Factoria, or whatever you call that one, this town.
Seattle Humane? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing it out there. I don't...
Okay. Well, yeah, even if it comes in a male, Cindy says she doesn't want a male. So
yeah.
I think
I don't know why I said that.
So Homeward Pet or Seattle Humane? Probably our best bets. Well, okay. Now, do you see us in the big picture? Do you see Cindy, the right dog, coming at? Okay.
Before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Before the end. Oh, before the end of the year. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Anything else you want to know, Cindy?
No, that's a good thing you brought that up. Thank you.
All righty then. I guess we are good. Cindy, have a great afternoon, and thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then. Guess what time it is? One last time. Let's take care of advertisers, and Animal World continues. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just remember, Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then we heard from Natasha. So, Natasha, I know we can you have your website, intuitiveclarifications.com. You've got your YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. And then, of course, people can call you. But I think now you also do intuitive readings. And you said, did you say that you know, we were going to have you on the second Sunday of next month, but you're going to be at an intuitive fair somewhere. Do you know? Do you have any details on that? I do.
I will be at the Marina Park in Kirkland from 12 p.m. to 5. It will be the Harbor Festival is what I'll be at. So I'll be an outside. I'll be in a booth. Not sure of my booth number yet, or my we're under tents, so I'm not too sure of my under what tent number I'll be at. It's pretty spread out. It's a really great event. There's a lot of it's just a wonderful, loving fair that you can get different wares. You can get different crystals. You know, readers, there's different, it's just a big.
Is it the whole weekend or is it just Sunday?
Just Sunday, September 13th.
You know the hours?
From 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
What hours did you say?
12 to 5.
12 to 5 p.m. All right, so that'll be the second Sunday of September. Yikes.
Yes, I know, isn't it?
So I can't, at this point, because Natasha just remembered she was going to do that and can't do the second Sunday next month, so that means she won't be here next month. When we can get her on again, I'm not sure, but, you know, because we're not going to do the regular third Sunday anymore because I need to open that up for more programming, but, so Natasha will be on, you know, sometimes, here or there, but I just don't know what, anyway, we got to figure out, since she's the one that threw this wrench in the works. That she's not going to be available on the second Sunday. Anyway, we'll figure it out and I'll let you know. Now, before we run out of time, I got a little hit while during the ads, Natasha. So, Daryl and Linda, if you're out there, I'm so glad. And Mitch, thank you so much for calling. And I said, you know, you listened intently to that call and we didn't get to this. It's like, because I'm too old now, Mitch, and I forget stuff. So that's what you're for. You know, and so I'm really glad you called in, got the message. You better remind Martha. She didn't talk about the cat's name. But thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, what I got, Natasha, let's see if you agree, during the ad was, you know, the name was coming in. It was, yes, we should lighten up the name and a more female name. And so I was thinking, Bob, what could it be? And then I said, well, it could be Bud. How about Buddy? Bob, Buddy. Okay. And then I got, well, you could just go to Bobby. That Bobby instead of Bob would lighten up the energy and maybe make it a little more female. Because, you know, a Bobby could be a girl. I don't know, though. What do you think? Energetically, does Bobby feel like it would be better than just Bob?
Yeah, I really think so, too.
Oh, cool.
I think it would take away the harshness.
Excellent. So, Daryl and Linda, if you're still listening, let's start calling him Bobby. And I would load him up with the bully solution from Jackson and get on that call to Dr. Nels.
And anyway, I hope that some of the work that I did with him.
That'll be interesting, too, because we don't know because, you know, the stuff you do works remotely as well. So and you did tune in and to do some balancing with the situation.
Mm-hmm. So, I did the whole house scenario.
Okay. Did some clear
as I went, a lot of times when I'm doing sessions, I have the animal that we're talking about sitting right there, just kind of calmly listening in. And it's just kind of interesting. About 90% of the sessions I do, there's an animal that's sitting there listening in to support their human. Because so many of our animals are supporting us humans right now hugely. So remembering, if we're having anxiety, is our animal having anxiety? If we're having struggles, is our animal having struggles?
Yep.
If we're having digestive issues, is our animal having digestive issues? If we're really mirroring a lot of different things right now in our animals, even the birds flying along. I've been driving down the freeway and seeing pigeons dive bombing a car saying, I have a message for you. And the person is like, probably like going, hey, why did that pigeon dive bomb me? Well, Google, why did that pigeon dive bomb me? Because it's amazing how we had a shrew or a little mouse when I was walking yesterday. So I Googled even that. And it was about being brave in the small times. You know, it's amazing how animals are really coming out for us right now.
Yeah. And usually that's the other one popped in just now is to me a few minutes ago was Ted Andrews. And I, you know, I love him and his books, Animal Speak, Animal Wise. You know, it's not always 100% right on, but boy, does he capture the essence of all these, you know, birds and mammals and insects and reptiles and what they symbolize, what they're about, what they mean when they come into your life and how to work with all of that. So if I have a situation like that, get dive bombed and I don't know why, first place I go is to Ted's books. And reads what's going on there. And the reason he popped into my mind, but I think coming out of that ad break, I was just thinking, now, who have been my favorite all-time guests, you know, on Animal World? I was thinking, Eating with Conscience, Dr. Michael Fox, and I just really enjoyed that Ann Martin and Food Pets Die For was a really good one. And there have been a lot of other, you know, celebrity, but the one that popped in and said, if I had to pick my favorite guest, I think so far, it would be that, then there's the herb lady. The author. Anyway, I'm spacing the name right at the moment. But Ted Andrews might be the person I would pick to be my favorite. Him or the herb lady. But I'm thinking that Dr. Jeff just may top them all.
I was going to say, I would agree.
Really would, you know, if we were in person, I'd be bowing at his feet. I'll tell you what. And I'm not even through his autobiography yet. I mean, the guy is amazing. Absolutely amazing, and the work that he's doing and how dedicated he's been for so long. And it was wonderful that some of the reading, some of the background in the book helped me understand what was going on back in the 90s, because that's when Merritt, Clifton met Dr. Jeff, and when they became friends was, you know, they're all into all of this stuff and spaying and neutering and doing what's right for animals. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to next week, so I hope you all will be here. And does it matter to you, Natasha, how people contact you? Do you prefer they go through your website? Do you want them to call you?
It doesn't matter. They can call me. I've had a lot of people from the radio call me, and I try to reply with that. And then texting is a good way to do that, or going through my website, making an appointment there, because then their schedule and my schedule could be seen and they can work out what's a better time for them to work.
Okay. And Natasha's phone number, if you don't have it, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All right. And then we did the name thing. I wanted to bring it up because there's actually Cindy really got me really thinking about it this week when she was over. But any of you out there that have livestock, especially horses or cattle, there's a really toxic weed, and it's called tansy ragwort. And it's actually kind of a pretty weed because it's bright green leaves and then these really pretty yellow daisies, little daisies like yellow. But it stinks. It's really, really toxic. And I can remember back in the 90s when I moved out here for the first time in my farm, I had to police that all of that acreage to make sure there was no tansy anywhere on the property. And I think Cindy said that they used to spray from time to time for that stuff around, but don't think they've done that in a while. Anyway, why it came to my attention is I had a great big tansy ragwort weed grow right up next to my driveway here. And Cindy, bless her heart, spent a long time digging the whole thing out, this week for me. And then I went and read about it, and guess what? You're not supposed to put tansy in the compost bin. So I've got to go out after the show and put gloves on and haul it out because you're supposed to bag it up and put it in the garbage. But anyway, if you don't know about tansy ragwort, because it's all over our area out here, it's on the side roads here. There's a lot of it next to the pastures down at the end of the road that they cut for cattle, and it is toxic to cattle. And we saw it all over the place. So if you've got livestock and you don't know about tansy ragwort, learn about it and make sure you don't have it around. Yuki doki. So looks like, and I was going to ask you about hummingbirds and stuff, but because I think that they've just really changed their schedules, that all of this has been weird. And I don't know what's going on, but we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about it more.
And
but
animals are doing their hibernation, or their world is changing. So their system is changing up. I know that for us too. And birds are really getting hit with a lot of our pesticides.
Ah, yeah. All right, you guys. So we are out of time, and that means looking forward to having you here next week. Unfortunately, Nathan will be out Bigfooting, but David will be here, and we will welcome Dr. Jeff Young, Rocky Mountain vet. And if you want to get on top of things and read his book quickly, it's on Amazon, Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet. Melinda Grohall is the author, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. So, Natasha, thank you so much. Figure out when we'll get you back, we'll let everybody know. Nathan, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, we'll miss you next week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.